What's going on today, folks? What's going on today? This is your boy, William Rutledge, back at you again with another beautiful podcast. Today's podcast is going to be about, pretty much letting you folks know that it's never too late. But first, I just want to definitely give a round of applause to, all the people that have been sticking with me and been listening, whether it's one person, two people, definitely appreciate it. So this is out to y'all right here. Thank you. Party time. today's podcast is pretty much about, it's never too late, man. It's never too late to typically get your stuff on track. A lot of people out here are, more into the opinions of others and how, those opinions affect you when their opinions shouldn't even matter. I mean, it shouldn't even register on your radar. You know what I'm saying? We typically get into the whole thing about, with our friends. It could be your closest friends. It could be your family. It could be, whomever you consider your circle. Nobody's opinion shouldn't really matter that much that it pretty much has your life. It makes you put your life on hold. You should never, make an alternative to your dreams or to, unless it's like it's, it's some subject and it needs to be talked about. And OK, we're meeting on it and it's about, leveling up and not leveling down, because a lot of people be like, well, I'm in my 30s or I'm in this age and I can't do this and I can't do that. It's too late to go back to school. It's too late to do this. It's too late to do that. Or my friend said it's too late to do that. Yeah, your friends will tell you when it's never too late to go out to the club when you just out not doing nothing, not trying to get back in school, not trying to start your podcast or not trying to, better yourself. It's never too late, man. It's, and like I said, anything I ever talk about on my podcast is something that either I've dealt with or I've dealt with in the close proximity of, and I've helped somebody get through, and I think people should do more, should spend more time working on themselves. Of course, if you got a tight circle and your circle is about, pushing each other forward, definitely letting your friend know, hey, you've been working at this for quite a long time. I think you might want to just readjust it and go at it a little bit different. If you know somebody is passionate about something, be honest with them. Tell them that, if they it doesn't look too good for them, be able to tell them. I'm quite sure certain people, I say certain people because a lot of people can't take constructive criticism. A lot of people, think that they are being attacked. A lot of people may think that, you're hating on them, but which is never the case. My friends tell me about certain things. If I'm, I think you need to do this a little bit different. I think you need to tweak this and, stuff like that. That's cool. Don't get me wrong. We all need, constructive criticism. And, it takes you a long way when you're listening, you're humble yourself and you are, taking it like, okay, I do need to change that because this, it's all in, to help you is the best thing, but I just want to tell my folks out there, man, it's never too late to do anything in the world that you want to do. I mean, if you want to, try to play basketball or whatever, I'm not sure if you can make it to the NBA, but I feel like if you want to go out there and shoot some hoops and just keep yourself active and keep yourself going, then I feel like you should go ahead and do that. I mean, nobody should never put limits on life. You got to keep going, man. Any idea that you feel as though that you either put to the back or any idea that you feel as though that, I want to try this out. I like it. I really like it a lot. And, but then you'd be like, I'm in my my 20s, my late 20s, or I'm in my 30s, or I'm in, you know, my 40s, whatever. Who cares, man? The only people that's going to bring that up is people that's either hating on you or people that truthfully don't understand your passion for what you are thriving, you know, to do. And I think you should just, you know, say to yourself, self, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm set out to do. And that should just be it. It shouldn't be no, it shouldn't be nobody, you know, or nothing that can hold you back. You know, of course, if you're working and, you know, you have kids, you have a family, by all means, you take care of things that matter most and you fill out your dreams. You know, everybody in this world, I'm quite sure they get to a certain area in their life where they have become the mom or the dad in the family, whatever the case may be. And you have kids and, you know, sometimes your dreams get pushed to the back. And you might find a time where, you know, the kids get a little bit older. They're more dependent on themselves than you. And that's your time to start saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to work towards this. And it doesn't matter what age bracket you're in. You know, work towards it and do what you love until, you know, until the day you're gone. I mean, pretty much, I honestly, you know, I had a passion for music back in the day. And, you know, I loved it. You know, I think I was exceptionally, you know, definitely good at it. You know, I probably wasn't the best, but I think I did pretty good. But you know, my true passion was always just to connect with the people, connect with my people, connect with anybody that was willing to connect with me. So, you know, I've always wanted to just, you know, have that voice, you know, looking up to people like, you know, Malcolm X, the Martin Luther Kings, the Huey P. Newtons, the Bobby Seals, and, you know, studying Angela Davis and so many, Maya Angelou, just studying all those people and just, you know, their voices, especially Maya Angelou, man. I got to definitely say Maya Angelou. Her voice was just so strong to me. Like, her voice was powerful. Amongst those others that I named, their voices were powerful as well when they spoke. And I knew I had a powerful voice. I knew people would listen to me, especially if I'm being honest with you. Now, if I'm not being honest with you, then I don't expect nobody to even entertain me. You know what I'm saying? But when you're giving people honesty and it's something that they can also themselves adapt to, or they can, you know, they can pick up and say, you know what, man, Will's right, or such and such is right. I got to change this, or I got to do that. I got to, you know, or matter of fact, my time is not up yet. You know, God didn't pull my, he didn't call your number yet. So, you know what? I still got it in me to go ahead and do what I got to do and live out my dream and show my kids that, you know, at a young age that it's so, you live out your dream no matter what it is. Don't let nobody take that away from you. Do not let the opinions of others be your reality. Don't let them, don't do it. You know, you gotta keep pushing. You gotta keep pushing, and the more you keep pushing, the more you keep winning. You know, and can't nobody take that from you but yourself. You know, you sit down at night at the table and you just like, and you writing out your ideas, you know, and you like, I don't know, and then to the point where you just shut your book and you don't want to do it. You're the only one that's holding you back. Then, you know, I feel as though that we as people, we tend to let, you know, everybody's opinions shape our reality. And, you know, I'm not doing that. I'm not with that, man. I'm not letting nobody out here shape, you know, opinions shape my reality. I'm a strong-willed individual. My circle is, you know, full of strong-willed individuals as well. And everybody's going to support what they want to support. Now, you might not get all the support in the world, but, you know, give or take, that happens. Some people may not like you. Some people may like you. Some people may love you. Some people may hate you. I mean, it's just how the world is. But in my line of work, what I like to do is just even how I work. I work in customer service. I just love dealing with the people. I love interacting with the people. I love talking to the people. I love working out situations. And you get paid handsomely for what you do, you know. Now, everybody else has their own nick and their own knack, you know, that works for them. And I'm not knocking nobody's, you know, the way you get your money and however you do it, you do it. I salute. Not taking nothing from anybody. That's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is just generally about, you know, never giving up on your dream, man, and seeing it all the way through, so that when you know, if you do reach a point where you be like, I don't know, man, it's just not working anymore. I might just need to, you know, then you can honestly say, I put forward the best effort, not half effort, not just a little bit, just a, you know, a little, you know, you put 150% forward to try to, you know, live it out. And it just, you know, it might didn't work at that time. You know, things all have a good, I think, you know, thing with that is everything has this way of coming around and working for you. Might just not be working at that given time, but it's like, you know, it may work later on. You know, like the music didn't work for me, but, you know, I love this podcast. I love it. Like, I'm able to speak. I'm able to sit here and talk to my people. And like I said, I don't care if it's one person. I don't care if it's two people, three people. As long as I'm reaching out to somebody, you know, anybody that's taking their time of their free time of the day, or whether they could be going to work, you could be driving in your car, and you could just pop me in and just, you know, just vibe out, you know what I'm saying? And just vibe out and just, you know, get some motivation for the day. And, you know, maybe I might reach somebody. Maybe somebody might hear me and allow me to come and, you know, do a speaking engagement or whatever. But you got to start small. That's one thing I do know. You got to start small, and you got to, you know, you got to time and do time. Things do work out. I am a true and avid believer of that. A very avid believer in that. Something that just happened to me this past week. Actually, Friday. I'm sorry. It was yesterday. Well, day before yesterday, because I think today is Sunday. But, yeah, you know, it comes when you least expect it, man. You know, life, the beautiful things of life come when you least expect it. If you've been praying on them and praying on them, no matter who you pray to, of course, if you mix a lot, if you, you know, go to the temple, if you, whatever, if you go to the kingdom hall, I mean, whatever you are, you know, and you asking for your blessings, of course, you got to work for them, you know, of course, you got to work for them, and of course, you'll be blessed. I truly believe that. I don't see it no other way. And just go about it, man. But I got to let the folks out there know that it's never too late. It is never too late to do anything you want in this lifetime. You know, I believe you only get one. If you get more than one, then that's a beautiful thing. But as far as I know right now, you only get one. And I think that you should make it a habit of living, learning, and also laughing. I've incorporated my last podcast into that today. And just pushing forward. And I can't really, you know, say it enough, man. Like, it is never too late to do anything. It's never too late to live. It's never too late to try an idea. It's never too late to teach something. It is never too late to learn something. Oh my God, man. I pick up a book when I get the chance, and I'm just now a 34-year-old male. And, you know, I don't blame anybody because, you know, unfortunately, you know, in the Black community, some things are just not taught. You know, we got so much other things, I guess, they worried about that, you know, other things slip under the radar. And, you know, reading a book now about financial literacy, you know, just your credit scores and your FICO scores and, you know, all of that stuff. So I am a work in progress, and I truthfully mean that. You know, I'm learning about a lot of stuff. I can sit down and talk with anybody. I can have an intelligent conversation. I can go and sit in the nearest community, I don't call it hood. I call it community because we are a community of people. But I can go and sit in the nearest community, neighborhood, and talk with whomever, whether it be the gangsters, whether it be the thugs, or whatever they want to label us outside of our community. But I can go and talk to the human beings in those particular communities and have a conversation with them on the same level as if I'm talking to a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Because you treat the janitor like you treat the CEO. You know, it's no difference with me. I love my people, and I just, you know, it's all about seeing some progression within our community. And I want to tell, you know, the people that may have had some bad luck, you know, you may got arrested, you may have gotten into a situation where you just strapped for time, strapped for money, and you made a bad decision, because we all make some bad decisions. I can definitely tell you, I made a couple myself. And it's always time to say, you know what, I'm gonna, you know, clean up my act, and I'm gonna get it together. I'm gonna work it out, and I'm gonna knock it out, and I'm gonna do this. And can't nobody take that from you. Can't nobody take that from you at all. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I would love to tell somebody. Whether you're getting a degree, whether you're getting whether it's from a program. Like a Everest Institute program, or whether it's like when a nursing program, it's something that you're doing for yourself, that you're feeling within yourself, that is a betterment of yourself. Do not let nobody's opinion shape your reality. I want to say that again, and I might say it a couple times throughout this podcast, but whatever accomplishment you set to put under your belt, don't let a job tell you. Don't let a person tell you. Don't let a manager or a boss tell you. They may have went and did other things, you know, probably surpassed you. But so what? So what? Everybody has a different task and a different lane in life. You know, your lane is not the same. Some people are spoon fed, some are not. And I'm not taking nothing from anybody else, because everybody has to work outside of what they have for themselves. Because when all that money is said and gone, and you're not rich, you got to learn how to, you know, you got to live life. And some people don't know how to do that. You know, I wish I did. You know, I'm just like anybody else. I probably do wish I did. I come from a rich background, but unfortunately I didn't. I come from, you know, I'm not going to say poor, but middle class, I guess, if you want to call it middle class. But what it taught me was, is that I can never miss something that I never had. So if I was to get millions and millions of dollars, I mean, I would take care of my family, of course, and do all what I can, but I'm not going to go like crazy. Like I won't lose my mind, because you can get it. You can get that money and it could be gone the next day. You know, you can get the lottery. You get the lottery, $83 million. What if you was $83 million in debt? I mean, just saying, I don't think that's possible, but then again, you never know. Country's in that much debt. So, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the material things, my mother always, you know, she taught me a lot, because, you know, of course, when I was young, I held on to my things. But then, you know, the material things you can't take with you. They lose value over time, and you're going to look to something else. So you got to, you know, of course, I learned reading that if you want to attain things that have value to it, so that you can pass it down. And, you know, I appreciate Jay-Z for that. just talking about that, you know what I'm saying? You're going to do something like that. You're going to make a big purchase. Make sure that it can, you know, your kids can, if they attain it, they have something of value, you know, in their possession, you know, for life later on down the line. But yeah, it's never too late to learn. I'm reading every day. I'm learning. It's so much out here for us to learn. Our history, not history, but our story. Not his story, but our story. Because see, what we know is his story. You know, the people that enslaved us and people that put us in a predicament that we're in. We just know that his story. We don't know our story. And sometimes, and both, when we see our leaders, some of these leaders, they are, you know, some of these leaders have sold out, and, you know, went the other route, sold us out. what you see a lot of in the black community. And then you have some leaders that are willing to give their life, you know, for what's going on. And I have truly nothing to be but thankful for that. You know, I'm an avid listener of just strength. When you hear strength and you see a person that has no fear of anybody, whether it be the government, whether it be anybody, you gotta pay attention to that. That person is not crazy. It's just letting you know it's time to be strong. And that goes to anybody, any race of people. When you know you're being oppressed, in that narrative, you need to generally become, you know, generally make yourself knowledgeable of what's going on. See, a lot of people sit here and say, well, I had a young lady talk to me, well, maybe a week ago, and we were talking about Nation of Islam. She was saying, I know I'm going off, but I just had to say this. It kind of ties in. And she was just saying, like, you know, the speeches, you know, we need a revolution. Okay, I understand that. But in order to have a revolution of any kind and a revolution towards anything, we have to first become knowledgeable of what we were not knowledgeable for the past umpteen hundred years. You know, a lot of people out here don't even know their, you know, other than the natural leaders, a lot of people don't know nothing, you know nothing, because sometimes people don't want to know nothing. And in the given fact that anytime somebody begins to teach, they are debunked and they are stripped of. And we no longer look at them the same because maybe they had a weakness or maybe they just reached their time limit. And, you know, like I said, it's never too late to just, you know, become that strength, become that heartbeat or that vessel in your community. I'm talking from young, the young guys, the young girls, you know, because the generation, the we're in now, it's you guys, and you guys have kids coming up after you, and they need to know, you know, what's going on. And like I said, anybody out here in this world, you know, just got to do better, and you got to want better. You got to want better, and don't let nobody tell you that you are, you know, you think you're better than somebody because you are striving to provide for your family. You're striving to stay out of the streets selling drugs, so you're working your 9-to-5, which you might not be getting paid what the local drug dealers getting paid, but you know what? You're doing it as honestly as you possibly can. And I'm quite sure you have dreams that you're going to execute when you can. You know, don't let nobody take that from you, because I'm not the richest person in the world. I don't think that money can bring happiness anyway. It can bring you temporary happiness. For, you know, you go buy things. But, you know, what brings me happiness is when I'm with my kids, when I'm with my family. You know what I'm saying? And my extended family, and, you know, anybody, you know what I'm saying? And you let all of that negativity go. You let it go, and you go on about your business, and you know, you try to enjoy life. You try to enjoy it as much as possible. I just want my people to know out there, my Latino brothers, my African-American brothers, my African brothers, my Haitian brothers, my Dominican, Puerto Rican, Caucasian, everybody out there, sisters and brothers, you know, if you have a dream, or if you have a thought that you can do something, go ahead and do it. As long as it's positive, nothing crazy, please. But as long as it's positive and you have a passion to do something great, do it. It is no time limit on being successful in what you want to do. Now, successful may not be, you know, making the millions or having such like millions and millions of followers follow you, but it can mean you doing something and making a change. You know, I started this podcast. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't really even know if I was going to continue to do it because, of course, you know, you don't have a big crowd, and that kind of thing gets you down. But then, you know, I started to think. I started to say, you know what, well, it don't even matter, man. It doesn't even matter. You know, we're going to do this. We're going to do this the way we feel, you know, is best. And we're going to win. That's all I kept telling myself. We're going to win. And no matter if it's one person or if it's two people that are supporting you, then guess what? We're going to go ahead and just work with them. Like Pac said, all I need is one person to change the world. And I heard that. I heard that loud and clear. And I never let those words go. Because I feel like I was the one. Because I'm just trying to tie into, you know, making what I'm doing work. And it's no time limit. It is no time limit. You know, we look at the rock stars. You have some rock stars that do rock until they're well into their 70s. Nobody says nothing to them. You know, music is timeless. You know, Michael Jackson showed me that. Music is timeless. When, you know, Marvin Gaye, when you could play a song from the 60s and it's now, we're now in 2018, music is timeless. And so is love. So is you know, anything. Anything that has a great nature to it is timeless. Hate is not timeless. Of course, people can tend to bring it. But to me, I don't indulge in hate. I know that it's out there. I know that people have suffered and died at the, you know, I try to uplift and teach that, you know, hate is just not, it's nothing. It's ignorance and it's stupidity. Teach success, but you got to teach everything to help you so that you can be designed to fight the hate. You know, you can be designed to fight the hate. And yeah, man, I just wanted to touch bases on that, man. I really think that we could, you know, push further. And I think as an individual myself, I know I could work harder every day towards what I'm doing. Like I said, it don't matter if I got one or two. I'll be thankful and humble with that. And I can just go ahead, because I know that they're going to tell a friend, and somebody else is going to tell a friend, and somebody else is going to tell a friend. And I know that eventually somebody was going, you know, is going to be like, you know what? Okay, I'm with this, man. And that two could turn into 50. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the other day, and this is like the first time, well, the second time, I'm sorry. You know, my traffic picked up on my podcast, and I was just like in awe to the point I thought I was tripping. You know, I was like, man, nah, this has got to be a glitch. Went back and checked it, and sure enough, you know, and I'm just thankful, man. I'm humble. I am very humble, and it's a positive spirit in my body, and I'm just thankful, man. I'm very thankful. Just wanted to break bread with y'all on that, but I just wanted to let my folks know that it is no time limit on what you would love to do. All right, folks, it is no time limit on trying to live out a dream that you had, in order to better yourself and better your situation. Not nothing stupid, but something that's going to help benefit you and your children and your family upon generation after generation in the long run. You know, just pick up a book on what you're trying to do and learn, because there are people out here that were in your position that are now millions and billionaires because they took and went and followed through with something that they had a passion for. You know, just want to say thank you, folks. Appreciate anybody out there that's listening to me or giving me the time of day to even blab my lips, my voice in your ear. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Nothing goes unappreciated from me. Thank you. Like, just, you know, I really want the people to know that you can do anything you put your mind to it. To the youngins, you know, it's much more to life than the internet, you know, much more to life than the internet. Let the internet work for you. Don't work for the internet. And I'm just signing off. This is Will, coming to you guys from the William Rutledge Podcast. I do appreciate you guys. And like I said, man, you know, don't let nobody's opinions shape your reality. And it's never too late. It's never too late to live. It's never too late to be successful. It is never too late. And I'm signing off, and I just want to say peace.